Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Dave Okolvetsky, the CEO and founder of Artisan Revere, a company that crafts expertly designed super steel kitchen knives that stay sharper longer. Mr. Okolvetsky, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Great to have you out. So explain a little bit about your product and its significance for the culinary community to kick things off today.
So we looked at hundreds of kitchen knives and found several thematic flaws that kept recurring. And, you know, if you check out our website, artisanrevere.com, we list seven pillars that make an incredible knife. And our goal was simple. It was to make a remarkable product, one that blows everything out of the water that's come before it. And we really want to set a new benchmark in the cooking space.
And that certainly is pretty awesome stuff right there. Now, your company name is pretty unique. What made you choose that name, and are you channeling Paul Revere by chance?
you're exactly right. We are channeling Paul Revere. Obviously, Artisan Revere is the full name of the company. And to me, artisans are master craftsmen, and they can achieve pretty extraordinary results and have deep understanding of their product. And I wanted to make sure, first and foremost, that our customers knew, we work with the best craftspeople in their respective fields. But as you mentioned, kind of the more interesting part of the name is Revere. Frankly, I'd been struggling for almost a year to name the business. And I one day was listening to a great podcast, and the founder of Sam Adams Brewing came on. And he sort of told the story of how he named his company after the Revolutionary War instigator, and who also happened to be a brewmaster. And, you hear about these aha moments. Well, that was my aha moment. Paul Revere was a master craftsman, a legendary silversmith, a Revolutionary War hero, and, by the way, also one of the first artisans to start industrializing manufacturing in the U.S. And that's when it clicked. That's the name.
I absolutely love that name, and it really fits perfectly. And that is very creative on your part. Well done there. Now, why did you decide to make knives, specifically chef knives, instead of another product?
I'll just start out by saying the chef knife is our first line in a full line of knives. We've been working on filling out the rest of the line, and we should be dropping one to two different SKUs per quarter starting in 1Q 2020. But it was very important to us to make a splash with our first product, announce to the world, hey, we're here. So like I said earlier, we kind of want to change the conversation about what makes an incredible product. And, we really wanted to get it right with our first knife. We're talking about in excess of 12 months of development, working with some of the best metallurgists, some of the best knife makers, some of the best chefs in the country to help me design this product. And maybe to circle back to why knives, I guess specifically, the reason was I was looking for a new knife. My old German knives weren't quite doing the job anymore, and I kind of realized, I couldn't find anything that met my very exacting expectations at any of the major retail stores. So, I had another half dozen business model canvases built out, and I kind of threw them all away for the chance to blow away people's expectations in the kitchen knife world.
And taking that even further, Mr. Okolvetsky, what makes your knives special or better than other knives in the market?
It's a great question. I would direct anybody who's listening to this to our website, artisanrevere.com, where we talk about seven pillars that make for an incredible knife. But I'll just briefly summarize. A knife has to cut incredibly well. So cutting ability is a function of geometry. So we use a super steel in our knife called L-Max that's specifically designed for extremely high intensity, high wear applications, and it's perfect for a kitchen knife. It's used quite extensively in the tactical space. So a lot of special forces units use LMAX in their knives. So cutting ability is number one. It needs to be really, really tough. So, you know, if you hit up against a chicken bone or, you know, something else that's really, really hard, it shouldn't chip. It needs to have incredible balance. It should be incredibly comfortable in your hand. We found it basically very, very few knife makers have a heavy focus on comfort. That was one of the things that was incredibly important to us. And a handful of other things, like I mentioned, you can check them out on our website, artisanrevere.com.
Good stuff there. Thanks for sharing that and some of those details that makes your knife special or better than other knives. Certainly makes a lot of sense. Now, talk to us about your plans for distribution, DTC, digital native, brick and mortar. Get into some of those details if you would.
Yeah, sure. So we spent a lot of time thinking about this. You know, basically, I would say this. I think a lot of new consumer companies are coming out, and they're 100% D2C or they're digitally native with a small retail presence. I have a strong preference to being digitally native, but also having a significant retail presence. And the reason for that is we want to be in as many households as possible. We have a view that we're making a product that, again, is going to set a new benchmark in the kitchen space. And we want as many consumers as possible to have the chance to operate with something that really sets the bar. So, like I said, we want to be everywhere.
Most definitely there. It sounds like you have a great plan in action for sure to make that happen today. We're joined by Mr. Dave Okoveski, the CEO and founder of Artisan Revere, a company that crafts expertly designed super steel kitchen knives that stay sharper longer here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dave, you have a background as an investor and researcher as well. How are you transitioning to being an owner of a consumer company? Get into some of that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not easy. You do one thing for 10 years, you get really good at it. And, you know, one of the things about working for, you know, a large company is you have your niche and you do your thing. And the company tries to, you know, ensure that you're just, you know, as focused on, you know, your one task as possible. But, you know, look, you mentioned I have a background in finance. I would say this. I was an investor. The most relevant skill I personally developed, you know, while I worked as a research analyst was gathering information and analyzing it. You know, I never really learned how to act on that information because I was mostly making recommendations to a portfolio manager or to a client. And that was one of my biggest challenges in starting this business. There's a very, you know, for anybody, any of your listeners, one of the most important things that you can possibly do as a business owner or you know, as an individual is be effective. And essentially that means doing the right things well. And you know, doing it efficiently and getting things done, essentially. It's been an interesting transition for me. Being a decider is very, very different than being an analyzer. But anyways, yeah, I spent a lot of time working on becoming more decisive, and we're at a point now where I'm quite comfortable making decisions and acting limited information in some cases.
I'm sure it could be challenging to shift industries in a totally different direction, so some really good information there, and appreciate that as well. Now, I understand you give your knives a lifetime warranty. Many businesses today decide to provide a quick fix instead of a long-term solution. Tell us why you're going against the grain in those regards.
Look, we stand behind our work. You know, two of our company's 12 pillars our number one, and this is our number one pillar, is we have an obsession with customers. And the other one that goes kind of hand in glove with that is we demand the best from our vendors and our team members. You know, and as a consumer, I personally demand products and services to be top notch. All my vendors know this. Anytime there's a mistake, they know I'm going to catch it. And you know, kind of a big part of the demands I place on these guys that I work with is, you know, I make sure that I trust my vendors, and I trust that they will stand behind their work. And I want anybody who takes a chance on our product, who's willing to, you know, part ways with their hard-earned dollars, knows that we are crazy about making sure each and every unit that leaves our facilities is our best knife.
Another question for you, Dave. I'm sure your response will be helpful to the audience. How do you balance your time between developing an extraordinary product and growing your company's presence in the market as well?
We're always looking to optimize this, but that's a great question. I think there are kind of two main jobs for every consumer company. So number one is product and or services, depending on if you're a product company or service company, and number two is the sale. So right now we're really early, and you know our focus has been very very heavily on product. I'm bootstrapping this thing, so I've spent a huge percentage of my own savings to bring Artisan Revere to life, and we obviously did a Kickstarter campaign. We're about to go live on our website and start promoting the product a little bit more heavily, but we're really lucky, that platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo exist because, we've got 415 amazing backers who believe in our vision of making, a pretty remarkable product, and they're helping us get there. But, I also look at this as a former investor. I mean, it's hard to do a lot of things really well, unless you have an amazing team behind you. A lot of my time is really spent on making sure that I have the right team that I'm working with. And I've been pretty lucky, to work with some really, really talented manufacturing partners. And I've got some really great designers on staff and so on. So it's tough to get that balance between product and sales, right? And so it's something that we're going to be working to optimize.
Now, quality is important to you both in business and in life. What inspires this dedication to excellence in all regards?
I once had a boss tell me that anything that's worth doing is worth doing well. I actually got fired from that job. I was like 14 or 15 years old because I – it's kind of a weird story, but I didn't vacuum the floors well enough. It was a tennis store, and one of my jobs – I was a – tennis racket stringer. One of my jobs was to, at the end of the day, vacuum up the little leftover strings. And I didn't do a good enough job, and he let me go as a result of that. And that's stuck with me. We're really obsessive about quality. I nitpick the heck out of every product, and my vendors know it because, like I said earlier, we want to make sure that every single knife that comes off our line is our best knife.
I tell you, as one looking from the outside, looking in with that name alone, that you're certainly carrying out your mission in true quality. And that is really awesome. A great fit once again. Also, what's the best advice you've been given when it comes to founding your own company? I'd like to hear your thoughts there.
Yeah, I think that's really simple. Surround yourself with great people and lean into the things you're good at. So two things. Surround yourself with amazing people and focus on the things you're good at.
Well, Mr. Okulvesky, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today on behalf of Artisan Revere. As we conclude today, what's next for you and the company? Anything that we should be aware of?
Expanding our line of knives. So home cooks and chefs alike can enjoy the perfect product for each specific cutting task they've got. And working on delighting as many cooks as we possibly can. We believe that if you love your tools, you will use them more. And in this case, that's great for Americans because, we'll cook more, we'll eat healthier. So check us out at artisanrevere.com.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. Again, folks, it is artisanrevere.com. Mr. Okulvesky, all the best, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Dave Okulvesky, the CEO and founder of Artisan Revere, a company that crafts expertly designed super steel kitchen knives that stay sharper longer. And for all the details, once again, and to shop around, visit artisanrevere.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.